it's a big compliment to us here. You see, you know, many chess aficionados here in the country have been looking out for news about you, and they would really love it if you would come visit us one time.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm going to try and get back there soon, yeah.
All right. So why have you decided to live in Budapest, where you are right now? Do you have plans of going home to America in the future?
Well, no, as we know, Pablo, they have an arrest warrant for me. They want to put me in prison for 10 years. I like the middle best here very much. You know, it's really fantastic, and if you come here, you'll see the women. They got the most beautiful women in the world right here.
Well,
it's not exaggerating. You see more beautiful women here in Budapest in 5 minutes than you'll see in a week in L.A.
Really?
I'm including, when I say L.A., I'm including Hollywood and I'm including Beverly Hills.
Really?
That's not exaggerating. You got really sexy, beautiful women with beautiful asses.
We envy you.
You look in the American movies, they're always trying to take the camera away from the women's asses because they got fat asses. Because of this steroids they put in the meat and because of all the artificial Dunkin' Donuts and all this garbage. They have real food here. They have a fantastic agriculture.
All right.
The women have fabulous figures here. Unbelievable.
All right.
That's true, Eugene. Is that true, Eugene?
Yeah, he's here, Eugene.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I enjoy also my stay there in Hungary.
I am not exaggerating, Pablo.
Yeah, all right.
The most beautiful women right here in the world. And the problem is, they're not that easy to meet because of the language barrier.
Oh, of course.
They really have it, you know?
Oh, we have beautiful women here in the Philippines, too.
Yeah, I know. Very nice, yes.
Okay. We're about through with the interview tonight, and do you have any special message for people in Philippines, here in Baguio City? You pray there was, right?
Well, I want to thank you again, Pablo, for letting me on the air. I love Baguio. I remember the first time I was there was back in, I think, 67.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous place, you know. Fresh air. I hope the air is still pretty fresh. I understand the city's grown a lot, no?
Yes, it's quite different right now.
This is a really unique town there, a lovely place.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it up there. You know.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll have another chance of putting you back on the air. And thank you very much.
Sorry about the phone problems.
Yes. I think some more words from Eugene here. Eugene must talk with you.
Okay
buddy. I just want to say that until now, you know, those people you have been judging and, you know, you have been exposing, they have not come out or, you know, or tried to...
They're guilty as hell, Eugene.
Yeah, that's why I think like Bob Ellsworth or the others, you know, they don't come out and try to defend themselves or, you know, try to deny your allegations. I think that shows that they're guilty, you know.
Yeah.
And,
you know, this is a big myth for Eugene about there are two sides to every story. It's not true. This story about this robbery of my stuff in store, there are no two sides. It's just outright filthy robbery of the Jews. There are no two sides to this story. It's a robbery.
Yeah.
Okay.
These guys they knew exactly what they were doing. They knew this was my stuff. They wanted it. They didn't want the $480 that I allegedly owed them. They wanted my stuff. That stuff is worth, the lowest low-ball estimate of that stuff is in the millions. It's like 10 million. That's the lowest low-ball estimate. The real value is in the hundreds of millions.
Okay.
Getting stuff from Nixon. The personal photos I took of President Marcos. Who has personal photos of Marcos that were never published anywhere? I don't go around abusing my friends and publishing, you know, stuff just like that, you know?
Yeah, okay.
All letters, all contracts, all this member, you know.
I know.
It'll come out. You mark my words, Eugene. It'll come out in the future that this was probably, this may have been the biggest robbery in the history of the United States.
Yeah.
It'll come out in the future. This was the biggest robbery in the history of the United States.
This is possible, yeah, this is...
And that ain't a robbery, because they went further than a robbery. Robbery is not good enough for the Jews, because when you rob things, then you have to secretly sell them underground, fence them off, and all. No, everything has legally changed hands. All my stuff in that room has legally changed hands.
Okay, Bobby. Here is Bobby, Bobby.
Yeah.
All right. Bob, like I said, well, that we'll have another chance, and thank you so much for the time.
Okay, thank you, Pablo.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye. Mga kaibigan, nagulat si Eugene. You know, it's been very interesting. Maraming salamat po sa mga tumawag sa atin, na mga listeners natin. Sayang iba, you should have called, no? We will run out of time. Pero later on, kung meron ulit pagkakataon, no? At sasabihin din po naman sa atin ni Eugene sa future, we will be plugging it earlier, so you can prepare your questions. We would like to thank, of course, our co-anchor, si Sammy Melita, para sa Zona Libre. And we'll see you again next time. Maraming salamat po. This is Pablo Mercado, Basta Radio, Bombo!